All right, we are going to talk with Denarius Moore of the Raiders in just a moment, but let's get to Rudy in Roseville. Hello, Rudy. Rudy. All right. Tell Rudy he's got to turn his radio down in the background. We are going to have Denarius Moore on. We'll talk to him about his outstanding game against Buffalo as he now goes against the Jets. And certainly he was the talk of preseason. He had an excellent preseason, and he continues to play very well. Of course, this was the big play in the second half for Denarius Moore on Sunday.
Reese, offset eye, moves from left to right. Campbell fakes the draw to Bush. And Campbell going forward all. Deep ball to Moore. Double coverage. Jump ball. It is caught. It is caught. It is caught.
Touchdown.
Touchdown by Denarius Moore. Touchdown. Raiders.
And when you watch that play, you still don't understand how Denarius Moore came down with that, but he did. He had an outstanding game against Buffalo. And he's nice enough to join us right here on Sports Radio KHTK. Denarius, this is Grant Napier. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I guess you're just doing what you've done since you stepped foot in Napa, right? In training camp, just go out and play every day. Nothing seems to faze you. Can you talk about the first couple of weeks of being in the National Football League and how you've been able to play so well over a short period of time?
I wouldn't say it was smooth sailing, but somewhere close to it. Teammates took me in under wing. All the wide receivers helped me out, learning the playbook, and then just carrying over to the game.
What has Hugh Jackson and Al Saunders meant to you? I mean, the fact that they are so complimentary of you, and I guess the coach told you just practice the way you play and just play the way you practice. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Them having trust in me to make the plays, Jason Campbell trusting me to catch the ball when he threw it my way is just overwhelming right now.
What's Jacoby Ford done for you? I mean, he's a young player, and he went through this last year. How much help has he been to you?
He's just like the older guys. He took me up under his wings, making sure I understand the playbook, the play before I go out there or in the huddle, and before I break the huddle, make sure I'm running the right route, so doing the right blocking scheme.
Denarius Moore with us. You know, Denarius, when people watch you and they realize that you were taken in the fifth round, they go, how on earth did this guy last until the fifth round? Let me take you back to last April. Were you surprised that you didn't go a little bit earlier than that?
It was some hearsay that I was supposed to be in the third round, but me dropping down to the fifth round got me to where I am today, so I'm just blessed to be in the position that I am.
How much do you learn every week? I mean, everything's still new for you, but, I mean, it seems to me you're learning everything pretty quickly. Can you talk about just playing in two games in the Buffalo game, I guess, really, making the contribution and how much you learn just from being in a game like that?
Just taking one from learning from in practice and just carrying over to the game, make sure I'm listening to the schemes, make sure I'm learning each play and what it means to do when I'm running each route, the concepts.
How much has Jason Campbell helped you, and how has that process gone? Because it seems to me that he's looking for you a lot now based on what we saw in the Buffalo game.
He makes sure I'm running the right route, make sure I'm taking my right steps after each play that I'm in, so he's making sure that he's coming back after each play and correcting me in the huddle.
How much have you guys worked together through training camp? And I'm not talking about during practice, but, you know, on your own, whether it's before practice or after practice. Did you guys put a lot of extra work in?
Yes, we put in extra work for going in individual meetings, and then wide receivers would meet up with the quarterbacks, make sure the timing is still on point, and then make sure that we got this connection going on that we're trying to build now.
Now, we had on the coach yesterday. And he spoke in high volumes about you, but he also said, hey, we may use him in returning punts. Now, I know you worked on that today. Are you comfortable with returning punts?
Yes, I'm comfortable with returning punts. I'm just comfortable with just being on the field, period. Don't trust me to be on the field and make the plays.
What about returning punts in the NFL? You've never done it before, but, I mean, what do you work on? How different is it than in college? I mean, can you talk about working on it and what the coaches, I mean, you got to catch the ball first, but I mean, and I know this may seem like a pretty basic question, but is it a big deal to you returning punts right now in the NFL compared to what you did in college?
For practicing for punts, I would say when a punter kicks the ball, just timing the ball, catching it, having the coach put up a finger to make sure, like, for the gunner distance, so you can see how far the gunner is and then look back up at the ball and try to catch it. But for his practice, that's the only thing I can say about punts.
Are you? I mean, do you just go out and just flat out use your athletic ability? I mean, is that what you're doing right now? Just that your athletic ability is enabling you to do all these things? Is it as simple as that right now?
No, it's coaching behind it too. I would not just say it's just athletic ability. It's God given, but it's coaching behind the schemes too.
What did it do for you playing, though, at a big school like Tennessee in what most people agree is the best conference in football in the country? How did that prepare you for the NFL? How big of a help was that for you?
It prepared me a whole bunch. Tennessee is a big school, even though we have fell down in the past few years, but they also brought in some good coaches and good position coaches, which helped me get to the position that I am today.
All right, so when you're playing at Tennessee, what's the biggest game of the year? Is it Florida? What's the biggest game of the year?
I really can tell you it's Alabama, Florida, South Carolina, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, all of the rivals. I mean, just pick one.
What was your favorite place to play in other than Neyland Stadium? What was the place that you thought was the neatest place to play in college?
Neatest place, I would probably say Florida.
Yeah? What made Florida so great? I mean, because I always hear about playing at LSU on a Saturday night or playing at Alabama or going to South Carolina even, but what about Florida? What made that so nice or so neat, I should say?
I would say LSU was a mean place too, and that's just because they try to intimidate you with their tiger now and then. But I would say Florida. I go back to a time I remember my freshman year. They used to do stuff. The fans used to do stuff just to make you mad. Put stuff in water bottles, try to throw it on each player, spit on you, stuff like that.
Now, what do you mean at LSU they tried to intimidate you with the tiger? What are you talking about?
It was hearsay where they'll have a little tunnel up under the stadium where the tiger can go behind visitors' stands, and the tiger might roar here and there.
Oh, my gosh. Denarius Moore joining us here. So, all right, let's talk about Sunday. You're going to be going up against Revis Island, Darrell Revis. You've probably watched him play in the NFL. He's one of the very best cover corners in the NFL, and I'm sure he's going to be on you a lot. What about that challenge and what you're expecting?
I'm just going to approach it like any other defensive back that I've approached. Just watch film, see what he likes to do, see what he can work on, and then just go up and carry it over to the game.
I guess the best part is that the Jets now know who you are. And they now know that they've got to cover you. No disrespect, but I think you've kind of snuck in under the radar a little bit. And now I think everybody knows who you are. You had an unbelievable game. I would think you're going to get a lot of attention from the Jets, but that's something you are up to the challenge for. I mean, listen, you're a rookie. You're going to be going against one of the best cornerbacks in football.
Yes, I am going to be going against one of the best cornerbacks in football. But like I said, it's just going to be any other defensive back than me just going in, game planning, using our scheme.
How much has Darren McFadden opened up the passing game for you and the rest of you guys? You guys have such an excellent running attack with McFadden and Bush, and so defenses have to honor that. How much does that help what you're doing from your wide receiver position?
It all corresponds together. I mean, the running game and the passing game goes together. I mean, play action. First, you got to stop the run, and then we can all of a sudden just pop up with a play action. You got to respect both of them.
Denarius Moore joining us. All right, so you got any rookie hazing going on? You got to, like, take care of any vets with donuts or food or anything like that, or are they letting up on you?
No, they still have the rookies getting them Popeyes every away game for right now.
Oh, so Popeyes every away game. Now, what happens if you get to a city and there's no Popeyes? Then you're in trouble, huh?
Oh, no, we actually get the Popeyes here before we get on the plane.
Oh, all right. So a little food for the airplane. So you got to go to Popeyes. All right, so how much money do you spend on that before a road game?
I'll probably say $45.
So about $45-$50 to get the guys some Popeyes chicken.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, it could be worse, right?
Yeah, it definitely could be.
Well, see, now when you get to be a vet in a year or two, you'll know how to treat the rookies, man. They'll be bringing you Popeyes or whatever you want, right?
Yes, it has to carry over.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, it's good having you on. Continued success to you, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Denarius Moore from the Oakland Raiders. And with that said, let's get to Walter in Sacramento. Hi, Walter.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Grant, I wanted to ask you, I've seen a lot of penalties called on the Raiders, and I know that it's a defensive thing, but do you believe in the myth that they're just getting looked at more and they get called more?
I know the Raiders believe that. I'll ask you, do you believe that?
I have to after seeing some other games and seeing how the plays are not called as opposed to being called. You know, I see a Sunday night game and you know, you see a holding and there isn't one called, but yet you see the Raider game and, you know, it's called and it's at crucial times, like at the Buffalo game, fourth down, they give them the yardage to get another first down.
Well, I got to admit, that was a penalty. I don't think that you look at that and say it wasn't a penalty. Listen, there's always been the notion for quite a while that the Raiders get more penalties called and some of them not justifiable. The league will say absolutely no way, blah, blah, blah. But it seems like every year we're talking about the same thing with the Raiders, and that is that there are a lot of penalties.
Yeah, and I guess that's where my point is. I mean, we've had different coaches. We've had different coordinators. We've had different O-line, D-line coaches. We've had the different opportunities with different coaches, but yet the problem persists. You know, at what point do you say, well, maybe it's not this, maybe it's that? You know, it's like if somebody gets divorced five times, and when does that person start to look at themselves?
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a good point. All right, well, listen, I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate it. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Matt Maiocco, we're going to talk about the 49ers. That's going to be coming up next. And then we'll take your phone calls at 339-1140, 800-920-1140. You can text the show as well at 44-1140. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Grant Napier Show. That's at Grant Napier Show. I'm reading the text. I understand. You didn't like the interview. I get that. All right? A lot of young players are nervous when they go on the air or they're not good interviews. I've never talked to them before. All right? So lay off a little bit. I understand your point. I get you. I'm the one that has to ask the questions. It's nice enough that he comes on. He's obviously not very comfortable doing it. And so, you know, look at it that way too. All right? Look at it that way too. Hey, listen, this text says it all. Talks like a rookie, plays like a star. There you go. Would you rather have him talk like a star and play like a rookie or talk like a rookie and play like a star? Now, it would be great if he could talk like a star and play like a star. But, you know, everybody's different. And again, I've been covering the NBA for a long time. I've talked to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players. There are guys that I talked to in their first year that I was like, oh my gosh, is this terrible. It's painful to talk to them. And then 3-4 years later, they turn out to be great interviews. It's part of it. All right? It's part of it. Grant, why didn't the Rams go for it on fourth and long at the end of the game, and why did the Giants field the punt? Well, as far as going for it on fourth and long, I was thinking the same thing. What do you have to lose? And as far as fielding the punt, I mean, it was a straight catch and there was nobody around Aaron Ross. So this is the National Football League. And generally speaking, when nobody's around you on a punt and you already know that you're not returning it, it's pretty easy to catch the ball. All right? It's pretty easy. Grant, do you think Sanchez will play on Sunday? Well, let me ask you, why would he not play? All right, we'll be right back. He practiced today. He's fine. We'll be right back. This is Sports Radio KHDK.